This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. I'll take my sandwich with everything on it. That's a phrase I would often use when ordering lunch. While that means including all the possible condiments on my sandwich, today we'll meet a family which is producing a food product that is actually named Everything Sauce. This family experienced great tragedy, but as a result, they are expanding their culinary entrepreneurship. It's today's Kansas Profile. Denise and Jess Cupp are the owners of MKC's Kitchen LLC in Ness County. We have previously featured the Cupps and their various past enterprises, including a cafe in their town of Bazine. The Cupps had two children, a son age 2 and a daughter age 4, at the time they moved to Kansas. Son Jay Cupp is now a private pilot and working on becoming a corporate pilot. Daughter Mackenzie was known to most people as Kins or Kenzie. She worked with her dad in the kitchen of the cafe, while Denise and Jay worked in the front. Kenzie loved to cook. She especially enjoyed making sauce and spicy rubs with her father. She comes from a whole family of amazing chefs, Denise Cupp said. Their special sauce came from an old family recipe. Kenzie loved making it from scratch using tomatoes from their own farm. Kenzie frequently would win purple ribbons with her cooking projects at the 4-H fair. As a teenager, Kenzie would bake chocolate chip cookies and pies to sell at school, and they would always sell out. She used the proceeds to help pay for her many FFA trips. She became president of the Ness City High School FFA chapter and secretary for the Southwest Kansas District. Her dream was to go to culinary school, own her own food truck, and become a farm-to-table chef. After high school, she went to culinary school at Hayes and was at the top of her class. Then came March 1, 2021. 19-year-old Mackenzie was driving home from Hayes when an inattentive driver barreled through an intersection, plowed into her car, and ended her life. It was an unspeakable tragedy. Ultimately, the Cupp family decided to honor her culinary legacy. Through God's grace, we attempt daily to repurpose our pain into passion, the Cupp said on their website. Using the initials of her full name, Mackenzie Kathleen Cupp, they named their business MKC's Kitchen LLC. We purchased the food truck as Kenzie had planned to do, and we use it to serve amazing food as inspired by Ken's, Cupp said. They operate a commercial kitchen and small processing plant. The food truck goes to various venues to provide meals. The Cupps also prepare healthy snacks for a local children's Bible study group called Jesus and Me. The snacks are primarily made from scratch using locally sourced food. It's fun to watch these kids try out different foods, Cupp said. Today, MKC's Kitchen's signature products are their homemade rub and special sauce. The MKC's rub is described as sweet with a touch of heat. The sauce is made from the old family recipe. It is so flavorful and versatile that it is called Kenzie's Everything Sauce. We've used Everything Sauce on things like smoked cream cheese, pizza, and baked beans, and it takes the flavor to a whole new level, Cupp said. The sauce and rub are for sale online and have been shipped as far away as California and Florida. These products are also available through local retail stores in the region, including stores at larger cities such as Salina and Hayes, plus outlets in rural communities such as Ness City, La Crosse, and Rush Center, population 141 people. Now that's rural. I just want to feed people and tell people where their food comes from, Cupp said. For more information, see www.mkckitchen.com. I'll take my sandwich with everything. No, not just tomatoes and onions, but with Everything Sauce. We commend Denise and Jess Cupp for making a difference by honoring Kenzie's memory with culinary entrepreneurship. To them, it means everything. And there's more. The Cupp family has found another way to honor Kenzie's legacy. We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.